Hello, you're listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is Natalie.
This is Chloe.
And we have lots and lots of stuff planned for you today on our show. We have a couple guests in studio with us.
Hello.
Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, my name is Harrison Hood, and this is...
I'm Nicholas Kame.
And together we are Whom.
Whom.
Yes, so Whom is a musical duo, and they're actually also both actors, so we're going to talk to them about both kind of aspects and both projects of what they're up to. So, what do you want to start with, Chloe?
So many projects.
So, you two began your kind of musical project earlier this year. How did this kind of come about? Did you feel like...
Oh my gosh, this is the best story.
It's a pretty good story.
Is this just like our meeting story of how we met?
Start, yeah,
okay, so Nick was working on a movie called Pants on Fire.
And he's like, check it out.
Yeah, check it out. It's a Disney, it's
a
Disney
a child,
XD movie.
You should watch it.
Even if you're not a child, I watched it. I enjoyed
it.
True. Anyways, so I booked like a one-liner on that. And the hairdresser from a show I'm on called Some Assembly Required was working on it and was like going on to me about Nick. Her name's Shelly. Shout out to Shelly Jones. She was like, you have to meet Nick. He just moved here just like you. Like, he just moved to Vancouver. And like, you guys will be best friends. Like, you guys have so much in common. She just went on. So I came to set, and like, I guess she kind of said the same
thing. She was doing the same to me, like, every day on set. She was like, you have to meet this Harrison kid. Like, I just moved here. You both have, like, no friends, so hang out. And I was like, okay,
yeah.
Why not?
And she's just like, I think you'll be best friends. And like, literally on set, I was just like, oh, hey, Nick. Like, Shelly told me about you. And he was like, yeah. And we just, like, started hanging out on set, and we literally became, like, best friends.
Yeah, it was a great time. And then we just started kind of
jamming.
We both did music. And
we liked acting, and we have a lot of similar interests.
And then we just started jamming, and then
like probably a year ago now, over a year ago,
yeah, just about a year or something. But yeah, we started jamming and writing music, and then only recently, like, we started performing.
Recently, we started finding, like probably in the last 6 months, we've really found our style and like started creating stuff that we really enjoy.
Yeah, we've been experimenting a lot, but we're slowly finding our sound, I think, every song.
But then, like, we. Like yesterday, we came up with two totally different styles than we're used to. So who knows? Who knows what will happen with whom?
But yeah.
Yeah, where do you guys draw influences from for your music?
Justin Bieber.
we actually like recently we're like Love and Sorry, but like that's not our style really.
Yeah.
We're just really inspired by it.
What we do is we'll be like writing a song and we're like, oh wait, this kind of sounds like this band, and then we'll like listen to them and we're like, oh sick, and then we'll kind of just take bits and pieces we like from everyone.
Nick's favorite thing to do is be like, let's create like our own style, and then my favorite thing to do is like, we'll start jamming and I'm like, that sounds like this band, and you're like, no, don't play it. You're ruining our creativity. I'm like, you're right. So we
it's good, like we totally get influenced from like everyone. I don't know if I can pick like a specific band. I mean, one of my favorite bands of all time is the Wombats, if you've heard of them. They're great. They're like
the Wombats are great.
Are they from the UK?
From the UK. Yeah. They like, so growing up, I guess I listened to them like a lot. So they probably big influence on me.
I feel like we're also inspired by like, I don't know, like the Cat Empire and Darwin Dees. I don't know if you know who he is. And just like a bunch of Sufjan Stevens.
Yeah,
like, we've been listening to. I've been listening to a lot of Group Love, which is like a lot harder rock now.
Mm.
I don't know.
Everything.
We love music. So
I like Elvis.
No.
So basically, you're set up like on kind of by a matchmaker, and then you draw influences from everywhere.
Much.
You guys haven't had like an official single or EP release yet, but you've performed at the Thunderbird Films Party, and you've also busked in Gastown. So like, how have these opportunities kind of how have they been for you? Like,
well, I think we're like really excited to. This is our first radio station thing, and we're very excited to be here. So thanks for inviting us. Like the Thunderbird thing was really good. That was the first time we actually were on stage performing our like singles that we've created. But like we want to get into studio and record. So I mean, if there's any investors that want to like make a lot of money with us, like just hit us up.
But yeah, it's good though. Busking was
good. Whom is here?
We got a lot of good like feedback when busking, which I think totally boosted like our morale.
Yeah, and we just so many interesting people too.
Yeah, and like a lot of people were like, if you had songs that we'd buy them, we were like, oh, maybe we should actually just do this, maybe we should start like making it a thing. And then this opportunity with Thunderbird popped up and we were like, sick, let's do it. And now we're here, so I guess we'll see what happens next.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess you guys have been busy writing, so the next step's kind of just getting into the studio and refining those songs.
Exactly. Definitely. Like, we're trying to get our EP together, I think.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Hopefully soon.
Nice. So what are your guys' plans for the remaining of the remainder of the year?
I just came off of Some Assembly Required season 3, and so I don't really have a job anymore. So I'm going to be writing music.
Got a lot
guy.
Of free time to be hanging out.
A lot of free time to hang out with Nick.
Yeah, it's true.
And we're going to we're working on music. Like, we wrote 2 songs just the other day that I actually really enjoy.
They're good. Yeah.
Like, I actually really want those on the EP.
I think we're getting better, so it's cool.
Yeah,
but we got a lot of free time. We're working on
concepting a couple shows, yeah.
Writing some movies and stuff. So I think once we both get full free time, we'll just be going ham at it.
I think we're being pretty productive. I have a short film in the works. We're both concepting 2 shows, short film and a show right now.
Yeah.
Together, and then also our music, and you're also we're both still doing auditions and acting and stuff.
I'm working on a film at the moment too, as well.
Tell them about Midnight Sun.
I don't know if I can. I don't know how much I can say. I booked a dope movie though. It's sick. Everyone should keep an eye out for it. It's called Midnight Sun.
You're on the IMDb, right?
It's got Rob Riggle in it. I don't know if you know who he is, but he's hilarious.
He's in 21 Jump Street.
We saw your Instagram photo. We were gonna ask about that. It says your character's name is Garver.
It does. It's a great name, hey? I think it's hilarious. I've never heard it before. But I honestly can't say anything.
But I'm sure it's been going well. It has an awesome cast.
I've been having the best time, honestly. Can't wait for everyone to see it. I'm genuinely stoked.
I'm excited. I read the script for that movie. It's amazing.
Yeah. So, good times all around.
Awesome. Well, we're just going to take a short break now, and we're going to play a song here. This one is called August 16th by Anchorage, who is a Victoria acoustic pop-punk artist. His actual name is Lyndon Alexander, and this track is off his latest demo, I Lost Everything Here. Hope you enjoy.
Constantly wishing it was like
welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio. This is Natalie speaking. Again, the song you just heard was August 16th by Anchorage. So we're here in the studio with Harrison and Nicholas, a.k.a. Whom, their musical duo. But now we're actually going to talk about some other things. They're both actors as well, as they already mentioned. So, Harrison, we know that you recently wrapped the final season, season 3 of Some Assembly Required. How were the last few days for you? Were they very bittersweet?
I was, like, actually just in tears for, like, 4 hours of the last live show there. Like, I think all of us were on set. It was crazy. Like, it was like a group hug scene, and like I don't know what I can say or not, but like everyone just came in and hugged us, and it was just like the whole crew, and it was just really sad. It wasn't sad. It was like, I don't know. It was like a happy sad, I guess. They were happy tears. Like, it was just like sad because we won't see everybody like every day for 14 hours again.
Yeah, and I guess you did spend a lot of time there. I know that they filmed, like, almost nearly every day of the week and in the same studio. So, I mean, I guess it must have been, like, saying goodbye to the cast and the crew who's been working with you as well.
Yeah, it's been, like, 2.5 years with them, so it's been crazy. And, like, a long, like, obviously 14-hour days, like I said, so.
So you also worked on the short film I Dare You, which is, did you write it or you produced it as...
I concepted the story with a writing friend of mine, Edward Kay. He's an award-winning writer from Toronto. He used to write for This Hour's 22 Minutes, and he's a really great writer. So I concepted this story with him, and now I produced it, created the film, and starred in it with one of my co-stars from Sun Assembly, Sydney Scotia, who's also producing and starring in it with me.
Nice, and I actually looked it up. Very neat project. People volunteer their time or to work on it. People lent their gear. So what was it kind of like on set, you know, knowing that everyone was there just to be there and kind of wanting the project to turn out the best way that it could?
It was honestly like one of the best experiences I've ever had because, it was just like everyone was there to have a good time. They liked the script. They liked the project. And everyone was there to make a really good short film come together. So they were just having a good time on set, I think.
And I know that there was a Kickstarter campaign that you created, and you actually raised over $4,500 to help work on the film. So is there any behind-the-scenes progress on, you know, how it's going along?
Yeah, today, actually, I'm looking for a colorist, so I'm trying to confirm or lock down a colorist today, in fact. The picture lock is so close to being completed, and then working on finding music for it right now and just finding the perfect fits and filling in those little holes and stuff. So it's getting there. It'll be done by January.
So definitely looking forward to that. I'm sure if people follow you on social media, they'll get all the updates.
Oh, yeah. And I'm all up on the social media, guys.
Nick, you grew up in Australia. You moved to Vancouver over a year ago. How has that kind of transition been, like being a part of the Vancouver filming scene now?
Totally, yeah. So I grew up in Perth. Shout out to Perth.
Shout out to Perth.
So I moved to Vancouver in, I think it was February 2014. So it's been almost 2 years. It's getting close. It's weird. Time flies. But it kind of was a big move because I had to move halfway around the world. But at the same time, like, I felt like it was necessary for me because I wanted to pursue my acting career. So way more opportunities here for me.
Like, so it's definitely came here and took all my roles.
Have you auditioned for the same role?
All the time.
Funny story.
Like, I auditioned for Garber.
He auditioned for it. But another story is, like, one day Harrison was going to audition. And
okay,
he was
I'm telling the story. This is all me, man. Like, there's no way you're telling this story. I was at a commercial audition, and I was like, and Nick's like, we're going to hang out and grab lunch after. I was like, yo, why don't you just come to the audition with me? It's a commercial. It'll take 5 seconds. He's like, yeah. I'm in the room. I'm like the last one in. And they're like, hey, are you auditioning to Nick? And they're like, Nick's like, no. And they're like, well, just come in and read anyway. And like, did the commercial audition. He ends up booking it.
Booked the role. Thank you, like, Harrison.
I'm like, Nick, I hate you.
Yeah.
So nah, it's fine.
He just stole your job.
I accidentally booked your role.
We have a very different look. So.
We're like, nothing alike. But yeah, it's Vancouver's good. Like, it's, for my career-wise, it's a lot better than my hometown. But in saying that, love Perth more than life. Can't wait to go back.
I want to come to Australia with you.
Good times. We'll tour Perth. Just do a tour to Perth. Just Perth.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Whom is coming to Perth? Vancouver, then Perth.
We'll do a show in my grandma's living room.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Love it.
But yeah, Vancouver's sick. And it's honestly a lot like my hometown, like on the water, and people are nice here and like outdoors and stuff.
Right, so mate.
It's, yeah, that's Yep.
you recently were seen on TV in an episode of iZombie. So how was that experience?
That was sick. I actually loved iZombie. Yeah, totally. I was playing a frat boy. Well, like the new frat boy. I forget the name. But he's like the pledge. I was playing a pledge. So they kind of had the frat guys. And then I was kind of like the pledge who wanted to be cool. That was awesome. Like, I got to wear some pretty ridiculous costumes and, like, just be kind of a nerd, which is sick. I tend to do that a lot. So, that was awesome. The cast on that show was so nice. And the crew. It was actually great. And there's a few guys down from LA who are super nice guys. And, like, we have mutual friends and all. So, it was good. Can't complain. Like, guest roles are awesome fun. I would do them for days.
Do guest stars for days.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You two mentioned that you were kind of like working on a concept together, like for like maybe a short film or something. So like, what kind of ideas do you have in mind right now? Like, what would you like to see?
Okay, well, the one short film is the one short film we're working on is we're going to try to pitch to Crazy Eights, but the deadline's like next week, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
And then we'll working on that with Mackenzie Gray, Mac Daddy.
Yeah,
he's,
Mac Daddy
he's one of the. He is a legend, guys. Like, Mackenzie Gray is a legend in Vancouver. He's been acting for, like, over 38 years now or something, he just said. And
yeah.
I was like, look at Mackenzie Gray if you don't know who he is. He's a great guy. And, yeah, so working on that. It's super top secret right now. And then me and Nick are working on a show, concepting it. So, it's called, should we tell him? No, we don't have a name for it yet. It's not officially
but
named.
It's like a comedy.
It's a comedy, yeah. Like, it's going to be hilarious.
And myself and Harrison.
It's about me and Nick, essentially.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're excited. We're, like, working hard.
We're working hard. We're grinding. We're on the grind.
We're on the grind. So, yep, good times.
Awesome. And where can people find you guys on social media?
You can find me, Nicholas_Coom on Instagram. And then on Twitter, it's just Nicholas Coom, which is C-O-O-M-B-E, no S. Everyone always puts an S on it for some reason, but that's wrong. Don't do that.
So, yeah. Everything for me is at Harrison Hood. And no, it's not like spelt like Hood. It's French-Canadian, so it's H-O-U-D-E.
Yes, and you can find Whom on Facebook.
That's
well.
Right, Whom. Go like Whom on Facebook.
I think it's facebook.com/whomband.
Yep. facebook.com/whomband, H-O-O-M.
Yeah, so...
Yes, everyone should go do that. They both have lots of exciting projects coming up. And we're going to play another song, and then they'll be back, and they'll be playing some songs live on air for you guys.
Yeah,
so that should be awesome. Okay, so the song that we're going to play is Try by Kaylee Johnston. She's a Vancouver singer-songwriter. This is a single off her self-titled debut album, which is set for release this coming spring. Yeah, it kind of starts off with an acoustic feel, but her vocals are really strong. They carry the whole song, I think. And yeah, she's been very busy. She's played Canadian Music Week earlier this year. She's been playing a lot of local shows, so make sure you check her out if you like what you hear.
Still cold from the way you left. Made all those plans, now look at this mess. Thought we were good until you said this just isn't working, this just isn't working. I get your point, but what about love? I always thought that would be enough to get us through when times got tough. Guess I had this coming, guess I had this coming. And I know that we're not perfect, but to me it better to make it
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio. That was Try by Kaylee Johnston. And now Huma are going to play a couple songs for us live on air. Do you guys want to introduce them for
sure.
us?
Sure. Okay, well, the first song we're going to play is called Isabella. This is one that's like upbeat. It's about
a girl named Isabella.
Yeah, it's about a girl named Isabella.
It's actually my dog's name.
It's actually his dog's name. That's where we got it from.
My old dog's name passed away. That's a great name.
We met a girl busking lunch. She was like, "I'm Isabella. Like, did you write this about me?" And we were like, "We actually wrote it about a dog, but it's cool." Like,
I met another Isabella last week, too.
Ah,
and I was like, "You need to hear the song." So all the Isabellas listening.
This is for every Isabella
or
Isabelle, dog,
and for my dog.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three. Hey. Off mine too. Let's run back in time to when we were nine. We used to lay on the grass and we stared at the stars and they smiled back at us. We used to connect the dots, fingers pulling at moss, and then they touched and I. Oh, I look into your eyes. I look into your eyes. Isabella, will you be mine? Isabella, be mine. Isabella, be mine. Isabella, be mine. So take off your right glove and hold my hand. Now take off your left glove so we can go dance and it will be grand. Oh, and I'll look into your eyes. I'll look into your eyes. Isabella, will you be mine? Isabella, be mine. Isabella, be mine. Isabella, be mine. Oh, Isabella, Isabella, be mine. Isabella, Isabella, will you be mine? Oh, Isabella, Isabella, be mine. Isabella, Isabella, will you be mine? Oh, Isabella, Isabella, be mine. Isabella, Isabella, will you be mine? Oh, Isabella, Isabella, be mine. Isabella, Isabella, will you be mine? Oh, Isabella, Isabella, be mine. Isabella, Isabella, will you be mine? Oh, Isabella, Isabella, be mine. Isabella, Isabella, will you be mine? Oh, Isabella, Isabella, be mine. Isabella, Isabella, will you be mine? Oh, Isabella, oh, Isabella. Oh, Isabella, oh, Isabella, will ya be mine? Isabella, be mine. Isabella, be mine. Oh, Isabella, be mine. Sorry. Thank you. Cool. Song.
Cool. It's Alive. This one's called Alive. We are Alive. I don't know. We don't have an official title yet for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this one we wrote, and it's about what is it about? I think I wrote this about a girl at some point.
Yeah, we wrote this one a while ago, and we've just been working.
This was like probably one of the first things we wrote. So it's a good song, and I really like the chords. And yeah. Cool.
Alrighty,
enjoy.
My beautiful soul.
out my heart and you threw it on the ground. You're wearing that dress. You change your mind and leave me in distress. Oh, I'm still alive. Oh, I'm still alive. I was talking on the phone, and wouldn't you like to know, you left me all alone. You still don't even know you're alone in a world with me. Open your eyes and you'll see together what we could be. I realize it's just not that easy. My beautiful soul, you pulled out my heart and you threw it on the ground. You're hanging around, oh. 'Cause you're framed like a Polaroid. Oh, I'm still alive. Oh, I'm still alive. I was talking on the phone, and wouldn't you like to know, you left me all alone. You still don't even know you're alone in a world with me. Open your eyes and you'll see together what we could be. I realize it's just not that easy.
Thank you guys so much.
That's right.
Thank you. That was awesome. We will be back after a few short messages. We're going to play one more song for you guys right now. This is Shut In by Screen Name. They're a Victoria trio. They have kind of a classic synth pop vibe, hip hop elements as well. And this is a track off their debut EP, Escape Reality 1.
That was one.
I've been watching. Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
CITR Sports is bringing you live Thunderbird basketball this weekend. On Friday the 7th of November, catch all the action at 6 p.m. as the women's team plays against the University of Alberta Golden Bears in the War Memorial Gym. And then stay tuned for the men's as they play the Bears at 8 p.m. All of this and more on CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to Permanent Rain Radio. And we are still here with whom?
Who did an amazing job.
Thank you. Except for my solo that went through three different sounds at the beginning.
We got there.
We never mentioned this, but Nick's playing guitar on all the tracks and singing, and I'm doing keys. If anyone was interested.
Yeah, they should be, well, right? Well, that's kind of you guys' parts. So yeah. Yeah, I think that's pretty important. Now, we have a few more questions for you guys. First off, do you have a favorite local band or musician?
Okay. Yes. I have three. Can I show my favorite three? Yeah. Four. Okay. Old Man Canyon. They're amazing. And I'm trying to get a song in my short film, I Dare You, right now by Old Man Canyon. So shout out to them. Love you guys. And then Mother, you guys are amazing. And Said the Whale and the Zolas.
Sweet. I have one. I think their name is Starship Captains. They're awesome. Like, they're so good live. I've seen them, and I'm like, good job. So shout out to you guys.
I think this show is full of shout outs. Like, shout out to different cities.
Gotta do the shout outs.
Shout out to Shrem Life.
It's all about the homie.
We love Ray Shremmer too. Me and Nick. That's a big inspiration.
Yes.
Are you guys gonna go see the Zolas tomorrow? I want to say
they're playing. I was planning on it, but I think they sold out.
Oh, yeah, it is sold out.
Maybe I'll get some scalped outside.
Trust us.
Sneak in. If the Zolas are listening, hook us up with some free tickets.
Shout out to you guys.
Shout out to you guys. We love you.
And do you guys have any favorite local eateries? Places you like to go?
Okay, well, yes. I live in Gastown, so I have a lot of favorite places.
Smart mouth.
Nah, man.
I love that
really?
Place.
I mean, it's good, but okay, we went to Finch's recently, which was amazing, but... What am I thinking?
Buzz Cafe, because they got good calories.
Lost and Found on Hastings. Lost and Found is like, that is the eats forever. And then Bow Down, what else? Catch 122 for brunch. I don't know, what else?
Moose's Down Under.
Moose's Down Under, if you want to see Nick. And a new pizza place opened on Abbott, and they were really nice and really cool. 00 Pizzeria, so shout out to you guys too.
And lastly, because you both live in Vancouver, are you hockey fans?
Oh, well, I mean...
I don't know what that is.
I'm not going to say, like, I am not a fan, but, like, I grew up in Australia, and, like, hockey's not a thing there. So, like, it's cool. But I have been to a Canucks game, and they won, and it was great. So I support them.
I still don't know what Canucks hockey is. Team. Like, I've lived here, and I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'm more of a hockey fan than Harrison.
I like baseball. I was following the Blue Jays.
Must be pretty sad to see.
Yeah, let's not talk about it.
And on that note... We want to thank you guys for coming in and playing us some music.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Is there any other last shout-outs you would like to give?
Shout-out to my mom. I know she's listening. My mom, the Hood.
Mrs. Hood.
A shout-out to Nick's parents if they ever listen to this from Australia.
Love you guys.
Shout-out
so
to all my friends. Shout-out to CITR at UBC.
Yes.
Shout-out to Thunderbird. Shout-out to Ray Shremmerd. My homies that I've never met. Shout out to everybody that I'll see at the ASAP concert on the 10th. I'm going to that. So if I see you there, I'll see you.
Yeah.
Shout out to you guys listening.
Yeah, shout out to you guys.
Shout out to the world. We love you. We love the world.
Thank you guys. Next, we just have a short little announcement here. Our friend Pooja, who is a co-president of the EBC's CLF, Canadian River Foundation, and
shout
she's
out to her.
Yes, shout out to her, and she's here to talk about their next upcoming event.
Hey, I've never been on the radio before, but okay, I just wanted to just take a minute and just talk about our, it's our annual coffee house. It's called Deja Brew. So it's kind of like deja vu, but awesome. we had one in March, so we're having one again. And it was really awesome. So basically, it's kind of like your typical coffee house. We're giving coffee, we're giving treats, and there's going to be performances. One of them is from our very own AMS president, Aaron Bailey. We're also going to have acts from Rebecca Hope, the group Cadence, which is from Burnaby. They're a really great couple of girls who do YouTube covers. They're also going to be there. It's $3 admission by donation, and if you pay an extra $2, you get entered in a raffle where you can win some pretty sick prizes. One of them is a trip for 2 days to Washington. So, you know, it all goes to charity, and it's for a really great cause. And it's music, and anyone who's listening, I know you guys like music because it's a music radio station. So what can I say? But yeah, so thanks for listening.
Thank you, Pooja. Yeah, make sure you check out that event, Deja Brew. I believe there's a Facebook event page, so you can find that on UBC CLF's page. And next up, we have a song, Afterlife, by Grayson Chance. And Grayson, he may have seen his viral paparazzi cover video like back in 2008. He's coming out with a new EP, Somewhere Over My Head, in early 2016. So here is Afterlife.
Talk to the deep of the night, moving by cigarette light, waiting for something to spark, but you left me in the dark. Mistakes that you made in the past, cutting through you like they're glass. There are no words that can paint the longing in your face. I just wanna hold you, keep you in my world, but you wanted to go higher. Take a chance and explore. Thought I was more than the afterlife. Thought I was more than the hope. You hit the edge of your desire. Left a story untold. Thought I was more than the afterlife. Thought I was more than the hope. You feel good in a sway, calling me up for a ride. I pick you up, we fight. I say the future is yours if you choose, and mine won't exist without you. Nothing I say, it's your heart. You keep me in the dark. I just wanna hold you, keep you in my world. But you wanted to go higher, take a chance and explore. Thought I was more than the afterlife. Thought I was more than the hope. You hit the edge of your desire. Left a story untold. Thought I was more than the afterlife. Thought I was more than the hope. Tell me in my dreams, don't tell me what you see. Show me with a touch, show me with some love, show me you'll stay with me. Don't tell me in my sleep, don't tell me in my dreams, don't tell me what you see. Show me with a touch, show me with some love, show me you'll stay with me. But you wanted to go higher, take a chance and explore. Thought I was born in the afterlife. Thought I was more than the hope. You hit the edge of your desire. Left a story untold. Thought I was born in the afterlife. Thought I was more than the hope. More than the hope.
I remember the big house, and I remember your hands. I remember the sound of your voice and the way that you were.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Of the classics with a twist. Join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio. The song that you heard before their short messages was On a String by Dead Painters. They're a Brooklyn, New York garage rock group. That's off their latest album, Aluminum Gold. Yeah, they have a really kind of mellow vibe, and their album's actually really, really great, and I really hope they come to Vancouver sometimes because I would definitely go to their show. We have a couple of songs left for you. This next one is my pick, Chloe's pick. It's called I'm Okay by Any Owl. She is an indie pop folk singer-songwriter from the UK, and this track was off her latest EP, Heart on My Sleeve, which was released last month. She has such a rich and soulful tone in her vocals, so hope you enjoy the song, I'm Okay.
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio. This is Natalie speaking. Once again, the song you just heard was I'm Okay by Any Owl. Yeah, we have one more song for you guys. We just wanted to say thanks to Harrison and Nick for coming into our show and playing some songs for us. They were great. Our friend Pooja for coming in. And
when is the date? You want to reiterate?
Yeah, I'll just reiterate. But the date of the
Deja Brew,
Deja Brew is this coming Friday.
Mm-hmm. So November 6th.
At Abdulada.
Yeah, at Abdulada Science Center at UBC. Make sure you go check that out. We have a show in 2 weeks.
On Wednesday, November 18th at 1, so make sure you tune in again for that.
The Extra Environmentalist should be coming up in the next hour. And
go yeah. Canucks!
Yeah, the they Canucks play are the, playing tonight.
The Pittsburgh Penguins, so Sidney Crosby is
also
in town.
Also very exciting. And yeah, we're going to play one more song for you. This is Isotopes by Van Damsel. Van Damsel is a Kamloops indie rock four-piece. This is actually a pretty old song of theirs. It's off their 2012 EP, Say Hello to Your Mother. But I really like this song. All their music's great. I think it's kind of more synth-leaning now, but they still carry the same playful energy. Have a very dance rock anthem going on, and they recently made the top 3 in the Peak Performance Project, so that's pretty exciting. Thank you guys for tuning into our show,
and hopefully you will be listening to us next time. Thank you.
Yeah, once again, Isotopes by Van Damsel.
Like getting older now, you know, so.